Gas transport. Based on the fact that the air in the lungs is only refreshed for each breath, and that the oxygen and carbon dioxide are diffusing from the alveoli and blood respectively, the gas composition in the alveoli is not identical to the air surrounding us. In the air, the partial pressure of oxygen is approximately 159 millimetres of mercury, and the partial pressure of carbon dioxide is 0.3 millimetres of mercury. In the alveoli, the partial pressure of oxygen is approximately 104 millimetres of mercury, and the partial pressure of carbon dioxide is approximately 40 millimetres of mercury. Blood arriving at the alveoli has a partial pressure of oxygen of about 40 millimetres of mercury. This means there is a much higher oxygen pressure in the alveoli than in the blood. Therefore, oxygen diffuses from the alveoli into the blood down the pressure gradient from high to low concentration until the pressures are equal to 104 millimetres of mercury. The diffusion takes about 0.25 seconds. This corresponds to approximately one-third of the time the blood is in the capillaries in normal resting conditions. This therefore means that the blood velocity can increase three times, and the blood will still be in the capillaries for long enough for the maximum amount of oxygen to diffuse across from the lungs. In the body's various tissues, partial pressure of oxygen will be approximately 40 millimetres of mercury due to the continuous consumption in the mitochondria. In other words, the oxygen diffuses from the blood. Here the partial pressure of oxygen is 104 millimetres of mercury into the tissues, whereas when the blood leaving the tissues has reduced partial pressure of oxygen back to about 40 millimetres of mercury. The partial pressure of carbon dioxide in the alveoli is about 40 millimetres of mercury. In venous blood, partial pressure of carbon dioxide is about 45 millimetres of mercury. This means that carbon dioxide diffuses from the blood into the alveoli, and that the partial pressure of carbon dioxide in the blood leaving the lungs is 40 millimetres of mercury. In the various tissues, carbon dioxide is produced as a byproduct of metabolism and energy production. Therefore, the partial pressure of carbon dioxide in the tissues is 45 millimetres of mercury. Thus, carbon dioxide diffuses into the blood from the tissues down the pressure gradient, where the partial pressure of carbon dioxide is lower, about 40 millimetres of mercury.